Good evening, this is Sawani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 9th June 2022. Top stories for today. The Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister Dato Zuraida Kamarudin confirmed today that she has yet to meet Prime Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob with regards to a position in the cabinet upon switching to another party. Zuraida, who was officially declared a member and president-designate of Parti Bangsa Malaysia, PBM, today, said she is willing to continue as Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister despite offering to tender her resignation 2 weeks ago. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin stated that the issue involving the current shortage of medicine supply, especially in private health facilities, was not due to panic buying among the public. According to Khairi, the situation is due to the use or demand of certain drugs, especially during the transmission period of Omicron variant earlier this year, followed by the current wave of hand, foot and mouth disease. Malaysia registered a total of 1,518 new COVID-19 infections as of midnight Wednesday. Based on the data released on the COVIDNow portal, a total of 6 deaths were recorded, with 3 classified as brought in dead. According to the Ministry of Health, a total of 1,125 new recoveries were reported. Currently, there are 21,589 active cases. As of yesterday, Malaysia has administered 5,718 COVID-19 vaccine doses under the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. On the international front, Shanghai will lock down a district of 2.7 million people on Saturday to conduct a mass COVID testing drive as officials fear a rebound in cases. While the plan is to seal the Minhang district of 2.65 million only for Saturday morning, the mini lockdown is raising concerns that the city's reopening is backsliding as residents face the risk of being confined to their homes for another 2 weeks if any infections are discovered. Meanwhile, in southern China, torrential rains have killed at least 25 people, impacted millions of residents and cost billions of yuan in economic losses. The country grapples with increasingly devastating flood seasons fueled by climate change. At least 286,000 people have been forced to evacuate, with more than 2,700 homes collapsed or seriously damaged due to the heavy downpours that started since June 1st. More than 1,000 monkeypox cases have been reported to the World Health Organization in the current outbreak outside the countries in Africa. According to Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, 29 countries have reported cases of infections in the current outbreak, which started in May, but no deaths reported so far. Tedros also said Africa registered more than 1,400 suspected cases of monkeypox this year, with 66 deaths.